a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Welcome. It's Top 5 Things time. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
I give you greetings from the gateway to the west, St. Louis. St. Louis greetings to one and all. I was there over the weekend. I gotta tell you, I love that town.
Were you listening to KDHX while you were down there?
I didn't listen to any radio.
The community radio station?
No, I didn't get a chance to hear anything down there that was...
Just the best.
No, is it good?
Yes.
That's the one that you listen to a lot on
the
online?
That's the one I listen to where it's basically, it's commercial free.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I care for that.
And everyone's a volunteer.
Okay.
And so what they do is they...
How do they keep the lights on? They ask for pledges.
Yes, sort of thing. Mm. And what they do is they... And a lot of these people that are the DJs are musicians.
Okay.
Or they've got their foot in the arts somehow.
Okay.
And what they do is they basically... Everybody has like a two-hour show. Sometimes some people have a three-hour show.
Yeah, that's about all you're willing to do for free.
Right. Once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week. And then each show is like a different type of genre.
Very cool.
And then, you figure out your favorites, and then you can go back and listen to it on demand if you like to.
That sounds wonderful. There's so much about that town that I really enjoyed. And that aesthetic does not surprise me,
mm-hmm.
given what I've learned from being down there in St. Louis. Some people say St. Louis is boring. I don't think so.
Did you have their cracker crust pizza?
Did. Sure did.
Yeah.
It's like New York pizza, but on a very thin
cracker
thin
crust.
Cracker crust. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it was good. I like St. Louis.
And what were you down there for? Any reason other than just visiting St. Louis?
Just to see St. Louis.
Just to see St. Louis.
They say you must see St. Louis in late June.
Did you meet anyone in St. Louis?
No, which is weird because
you brought everybody along with you.
Everyone that I talked to was someone I brought with me. We did the City Museum, which is insane. It's this guy took over this old shoe factory, and it's just basically...
A tribute to himself.
It's a tribute to insanity is what it is. It's just a 10-story building filled with secret tunnels.
Hmm.
You just crawl in secret tunnels.
It's like a Factory of Fear.
You know, it really is, although... Maybe on a little bit grander scale. You climb to the top of this thing. It's a 10-story building. They have a slide that is 10 stories long.
Right.
Which is crazy.
You choose your way out. It's total chaos.
That's what they have in mind. Total chaos. Speaking of keeping the lights on, I need to do a little programming announcement here. Patrons, your Best of Dave and Darren show posted late because somebody had to go to St. Louis.
I see.
Yeah, I wasn't able. Last week was a crazy week, so I apologize for being tardy. The good news is your June podcast you patrons paid for is there. You got it on July 1st. We'll do a patron-only show at some point this month. At some point.
Right, some sort of star-spangled special.
Yeah, there'll be a special. Maybe we do...
A tribute to insanity.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we just do a fireworks show.
Huh.
Listen
to fireworks.
Yeah, well, I got some stuff at Uncle Norm's, and we could just fire it off in the backyard, and we could just describe the fireworks. You could just you could listen along to the fireworks.
Didn't lose a finger on that one.
Well, that certainly blew up real good.
Celebrity blow up. Blew him up real good.
Story here of a cursed wedding ring that was...
Oh, I bet. I bet there's plenty of those.
This fisherman reels in a trout with a cursed wedding ring. This is out on Lake Michigan.
It's a married trout.
Well, what would you do? This guy had a steelhead trout that he reeled in there on Lake Michigan.
Yes.
And the trout was wearing a wedding ring. Jim Nelligan said he was fishing with his friends north of Waukegan on Friday morning, reeled in a trout that had a wedding ring zip-tied around its tail.
Hmm.
And he says immediately thought, who would do that? He says, I figured it was either a divorcee or somebody died, and it was like their last wish or something like
that.
Get
rid of this. Use the trout.
Yes. So it gets on the news. Who was it that zip-tied a wedding ring to this trout? And a guy in Michigan, Nawago, Michigan, the guy's name is Jason Rose. He goes, oh, yeah, no, that was me. I'm the one that...
You sure you want to admit to that?
I zip-tied my wedding ring to the trout. He said he did it on May 4th. He revealed his wedding. He revealed that he was the one who attached his wedding ring to the fish, and then set it free. Now he did that on May 4th.
So is he going to be in the same cell with the guy who got arrested for giving the squirrel the meth? He got caught.
I don't think it's against the law to zip tie a wedding ring to a trout.
It sure should be.
There's so much about this I don't understand. He says now this guy in Michigan is a charter boat captain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he
knows his way around a trout.
He became convinced that the ring was bad luck after his divorce. He tells the Sun-Times there in Chicago.
It was the ring's problem.
He says, quote, 4 years went by since our divorce. I felt I needed to get rid of that ring, but I didn't want to just toss it to the bottom, pawn it, or any of that kind of thing. So I released it the best way I know how. So he zip-tied the wedding ring. Again, he got divorced 4 years ago. He figured this wedding ring is cursed. Zip-tied it to a trout, then let the trout loose.
And then it's found within a month or two.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing, right? And this was in Michigan, but then the guy in Waukegan catches it. He says, I'm convinced that ring is cursed. The guy who again, zip-tied his wedding ring to mm-hmm. the trout, he says, I am convinced that ring is cursed. And he also says, quote, my life has been nothing less than great since I released it. He does not want the ring back. Now, the guy who caught the fish with the wedding ring on it, he's eager to get rid of it because he says his boat's been having troubles ever since he brought it on board. The cursed wedding ring.
How is the trout?
Delicious. I'm hoping.
Yes.
Well, it can't be fun for a trout to have a
that's why I'm saying,
wedding ring.
That's why I'm saying I don't think you can do that.
But I don't know how cruel is it if the thing was able to get from Michigan to Waukegan.
Still.
And it lived. I mean,
you want someone tagging you?
No, I wouldn't want like if somebody were to chain a metal hula hoop to my leg, I would not like that.
Or tying your shoes together?
But this is what I don't understand. There's so much of this I don't understand. Pawning it probably would make the most sense. Right?
Well,
or if you're a charter fisherman and your first love is the sea, and by the sea I mean Lake Michigan, you can go out really deep into the lake and throw it in the lake.
Well, he said he didn't want to throw it.
But I'm going to zip tie it to a trout. It's just such...
Why get someone else involved?
Right. Why is this the trout's problem?
It's not the trout's problem.
Right. Now, was he thinking eventually the trout would die and it would just fall to the bottom of the
well,
lake?
Well, eventually the trout would die.
Yeah, but why are you killing a trout over... I think I know why your wife left you. I think you're a jackass.
Well, you're, yeah.
Right? But now the guy who caught it, he says he wants to get rid of it now because
well, then
he
get
says
rid
nothing,
of it.
Nothing but problems since he brought this thing on his boat.
Then get rid of it. It means nothing to you.
What happened to the trout, though? This is what happened to the trout. And then this is what happened to the trout.
Very flaky, very delicious, I'm guessing.
Oh, them steelheads will cook up like candy if you fry them up right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. That's coming up this weekend, Saturday, July 6th. Starts and ends at Oscar's Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 per person gets you in. You can register starting at 11 o'clock the day of. Again, that's a Saturday. That $25 is going to get you a t-shirt.
Yes.
Of course, the ride, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscar's. Again, Oscar's Pub. The text line 470-23-NACHO. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331, or you can email Capriati's food truck at gmail.com. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, Mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. The podcast is brought to you by Jacob's Mulch and Services. Jacob Mulch and Services, serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates and visit them online at jacobsmulch.com for free text message estimates. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange mulch delivery and spreading. It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Save time and the hassle, and don't break your back. Have your mulch delivered to your home or business or job site. Let Jacob's Mulch and Services do the spreading. They specialize in landscaping, from urban designs to gardens and landscape cleanups. They even do ornamental projects. They are located in Moline at 215 50th Street. Again, call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today.
A couple quick questions before we get into the five things, if you'll allow it. One, Q-tips.
Yes.
Can you think of another product that is used for primarily one purpose, and that's the purpose that the box says you absolutely should not use it for? Like, when you open up a box of Q-tips, it says in big letters,
stick it in your
ear. It says, do not under any circumstances stick this in your inner ear. But, well, but that's what you're going to do with it, right? I mean, that's what you use, well, that's what you use Q-tips for.
I think women use it for makeup on their eyes.
Really?
I think so. I think that that gets used for...
It's not just for pulling crud out of your head?
I think it's probably the main thing. But I think that, that I think it gets used for some sort of makeup as well.
My other question is this. Red, White, and Boom is happening.
Yes.
Is it cool to do Red, White, and Boom after it killed two people?
Well.
Could you take a year off?
That's not my decision.
Could you call it something else?
That's not my decision.
Okay, but do you think that's weird?
I hadn't thought of it, but a couple people did perish last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
when that tree at the Rock Island, was it the county
courthouse? Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, do you think that was a result of the concussion of the fireworks?
I mean, I don't know that they ever really said, did they?
No, I mean, I know it was an older tree.
Yeah.
And that's coming up on the 3rd.
Yeah, if you're so inclined.
Free admission. Although this year, they're firing them from the arsenal.
Yeah.
Will that draw any attention from any of our adversaries?
It's cool. We got it all figured out.
We're cool with that?
Everybody,
that's not going to be cool. That's not going to light up some map somewhere?
Right.
Where it's like, whoa, we've got activity at the Rock Island Arsenal.
The spy satellites are going to freak out.
Are we sure that that's a good idea?
Number one.
One.
Just say it.
Excellent point.
Well, that's what I try to do.
The reason that you and I have nipples, we're men.
Because we could have been girls.
And we have nipples. And the reason is, and I didn't understand this until pretty recently, when you're being made,
yes,
when the building blocks are being put together to make a person.
It could go either way.
Nipples are put on first before there's even the information whether you're going to be male or female.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
So we have nipples because there was a 50-50 chance, check my math here.
Right.
50-50 chance we could have been broads.
Either way.
Right.
We could have been tomatoes.
A couple of fine tomatoes. And would you look at the gams on this pistol?
Uh-huh.
So that's why we have nipples.
Yes.
Because there's a chance, and that's all by design, I guess. I don't know from what, but it seems strange that you have nipples before you have genitals because there's a chance it could go either way while you're being assembled at the very, very, very basic level of life.
Sure.
Right. So, that being said, they're working on this and they want this on the store shelves in the next couple of years.
Okay. Something that can make them go away?
No. It's a kit that will allow fathers to chest feed their children.
No, thank you.
Rather than breastfeeding, get ready for chest feeding. This is something that originates from a desire to address
none of my business
issues that surround mental health and becoming a new parent. The designer here says that a common trigger of postnatal depression for mothers is the pressure to breastfeed, even when it's difficult and stressful to do so. So they developed this kit to help couples support each other as well as their new baby.
So you can get like the nursing wife beater? That's a good look.
I highly doubt that's the name they'll go with. That's a product that's going to stay on the shelves for a while. They might call it something else. The system enables dads to take a more active role in the first 6 months of the baby's life and it allows moms to relinquish some of the pressures and duties of parenting. It's one of the many ways to further discussion of mental health.
Kind of your main job.
And to empower new parents to support each other even more at such an incredible time in their lives.
So you're but what does this do?
The kit works like this. You take a pill because you have to make hormonal changes.
Sure, of course. You have to change your body chemistry.
Yes. So you take a prenatal course on chest feeding. You then get a chest pump, a compression vest, an informative flyer, and all the necessary hormones that you'll need to lactate and start chest feeding. Now, you'll have to start taking these hormones 9 months before the baby is born.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes. Go ahead.
Do you have to prove you have a baby?
Just trying to save money on dairy products?
Well, I don't know. I could see somebody saying,
there's a war on. I'm trying to cut some corners.
Fleet Week.
I'm just trying to be buoyant. Yeah, in order to produce milk, you would have to take a hormone called progestin. Just
trying to make myself more valuable at the coffee house.
Progestin is a non-estrogen-based birth control pill, and you would need to take it for 9 months.
Yes.
The progestin initiates the changes necessary for your chest to hold milk. You'll then need to take 40 milligrams of doperidone 4 times a day, starting 6 weeks before the baby's due date.
So that you need a baby.
Well, there's so much about this that doesn't make any sense, but let me just struggle through this.
But I'm saying before they even prescribe this to you,
you've
got to have proof. Can you prove you have a baby?
Well, no, because you have to start 9 months before the baby is born.
Well, that's true. So it's almost like anybody can get in on this.
Well, this is the problem. It's like, I'm going to attempt to knock my wife up tonight. I better get on the hormones so that when the baby's born, I can breastfeed it.
So you say.
Well, that's it. It doesn't always work that way. You don't go, on Tuesday, we're making a baby. That's not how it works. I want to be a baby that gets chest fan.
Oh. I want you to make me a baby.
The designer of this says the hormones fathers would take are very safe. None of the hormones cross the blood-brain barrier, so they can be safely taken when you're breastfeeding. And as far as we know, if you were to stop taking the supplements, your body would just return to its natural state.
Are you stripping mom of something here?
You're no longer needed, sweetie.
I told you that 9 months ago. What?
You know, imagine this. Like, you're in the afterglow, and you just roll over to her and you go, I've started taking a pill to make milk out of my man boobs.
I want you to know this. Once we cut the cord, we're going to cut the cord.
There's going to be a lot of kids walking around with this look on their face.
Well, yeah. And just kind of like, ugh. Just kind of like, anyone got a mint?
Can't get that taste out of your mouth, can you, Junior?
I can't get dad's chest out of my mouth.
I guess male lactation... She says that there's something in the Bible that talks about male lactation. I gotta admit, I snoozed in that part. Is there really something in the Bible where a dude breastfeeds a baby?
Kids, welcome to Sunday school tonight. Today, we're going to be covering...
Listen, I know the other guys brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but give me that baby. I'm going to show you a little trick of my own, Mary. Mm-hmm. Give me that kid. Check this out, huh? Oh, Jesus Christ, he's getting some milk.
Well, that old parlor game.
This baby looks like it could turn water into wine. Watch what I do with these nipples. Yeah, so the idea is this would update the images of parenthood, and you would be chest feeding your baby rather than breastfeeding your baby. And they want to take this into medical trials here, and I will hopefully have it on store shelves.
A lot of what's going on in the world these days is none of my business. So just add this one to that list.
Should we rebrand the podcast instead of being Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things? Dave and Darren, none of our business. Because that's not a bad name for a podcast. That's really all this is.
Yeah.
A lot of this is just none of our business.
It really isn't. We probably shouldn't even be commenting on it.
What would you do if you had a buddy that was like taking pills and you go, what's that for? He's like, we're having a baby in 9 months and I want to be a mommy.
If any of my friends is going to have a baby in 9 months, they need to run away.
Can you imagine?
What they need to do.
Like where I work, there's a gal that just had a baby and she's in her office sometimes.
Are you saying she just had a baby?
I want to be that baby. So she puts a sign up on her office door. She'll close the office door because she's in there pumping away for the baby. And it's like, I need to be alone for a couple minutes. Right. I'm in here pumping
for Jill. So sure.
Is that something I can do? Just have a sign up? Don't knock. I'm in here pumping myself. Is that something I can do?
Is there a sign up for watch?
No, that's not. No, the sign is there so that you don't watch.
Oh, it's okay.
She doesn't want you
sign. I thought you said sign up.
No.
Oh, you did say a sign up.
The sign is up. It's not a sign up.
So it's not like. Hey, I'd like to take that 10:30 to 11 shift, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I can.
I can.
Hello there.
I got a little dead time on my hands.
My computer's defragging at the moment. Can I?
Mind if I come in here? Because I've never seen this done. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hotter or over ice? Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at theeastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. The new patrons-only show is now up and available.
It's a bunch of stuff from when we were on FM radio.
Wow. Yeah. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so using the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscars Pub, 5027. Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex, the podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook and mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
It's very tasty.
Right, it is. So here's a very tasty. Comes to us from, I believe this is Mount Holly, North Carolina. Which, is that, how far is Mount Holly from Mount Pilot, North Carolina?
Well.
Is Mount Pilot a real place? It's not, is it?
That's where Aunt B flew that plane into a building.
Yes, in the episode that only aired the one time. This is a story from a Hardee's down there. Where a guy only got two hash rounds. This was on May 30th. He ordered breakfast, and he only got two hash rounds from Hardee's.
When he ordered an actual serving of hash rounds?
Usually you get two biscuits, sausage gravy, and usually you get like six hash rounds.
Oh, I think you get more than that even.
58-year-old Tommy Martin says he only got two hash rounds on this order he placed there on May 30th, and he believes he was shorted the hash rounds by the good people at Hardee's. He believes it was racially motivated.
Mm.
And
I got an extra French fry the other day.
Well, because you're white.
Well,
this guy
true.
Has filed a lawsuit now against Hardee's, accusing Hardee's of violating his civil rights. He only got two hash rounds. He says he should have gotten six.
Yeah, I think even your smallest order, you're going to get at least 10 or 12 hash rounds.
Are they like coins? What are hash rounds?
Yes.
So it's like.
They're a hash brown that's a round.
Okay, I guess. But how big are they? They're not like McDonald's size hash rounds.
About the size of a bottle cap.
Okay, so to get two does seem like you're getting.
No, there's no order of two unless it's a mistake and you get extras.
He says that once he saw that he didn't get the hash rounds he was owed, he asked the cashier for more, and it appeared that the employee was going to give him the correct amount until a manager stepped in and said, that's what you get.
No, no one orders two.
He says, Martin says he was the only black customer at the Hardee's at the time. So the manager, who, by the way, ended up giving him a refund, Martin now says he's deeply hurt by the incident. He says the scene felt like it belonged in the 60s when restaurants across the South refused to serve black customers. He says it's not a money issue. He just wants to be treated fairly. He also says, by the way, as a result of this, in his lawsuit, he says he has developed something called sebophobia, which is a fear of food.
Hmm.
After he was refused the hash browns, he can't eat in public because he's terrified of food, Darren, in all of its forms.
None of this makes any sense.
This is a violation of his 14th Amendment rights, Darren.
A lot of this doesn't add up. I mean, first of all, your small order doesn't have two hash browns in it.
Yeah, well, that's what you get, he said.
No.
That's what the manager said. Because the guy at the counter was like, the cashier was like,
I'm going to go get you more.
I'll go get you some more hash browns then. And the manager steps in and goes,
whoa,
absolutely not.
Whoa.
Absolutely not. He gets two.
Didn't you notice he's black?
We don't give African Americans what we give white people here in North Carolina Hardee's. But why, if a guy was so racist, why would he give
Tobacco
him...
Tobacco Road.
Then he would give him his money back.
But there is no money. If you gave the money back of what a small order is, it's going to be worth more than two hash rounds. There is no two hash rounds. There's no order of two hash rounds.
Right, but he was supposed to get six, but he only got two. That's his
problem.
I don't
think it's six.
That's where
either.
The civil rights is being violated.
I don't think it's six either. It's more than six for a small order.
I can't tell you. It's been 20 years since I've had breakfast at a Hardee's.
That's odd.
Well, why would I go to Hardee's for breakfast?
I don't know.
There's not one anywhere near me.
Well, there's one in Bettendorf.
That's so far out of my way.
Mm. And you never go to the river?
And God damn it, Darren, you know this. You know how far that Hardee's is. I didn't know that McDonald's was closed until we went there last year for the 4th of July. I'm like, I got everybody's order for the 4th of July parade.
There's no McDonald's here.
And I walk into McDonald's, you're like, McDonald's is closed, stupid.
Check out the great provider over here.
I don't like to brag, but I was going to get McDonald's.
I was going to get a bag of hamburger sandwiches
for everybody.
Sure,
for everybody.
And then you came back empty-handed, didn't you?
Nothing but bad information. Yeah, sorry, guys.
I could have swore there was a Mr. Quick's over here.
The McDonald's that we eat at once a year is closed.
Number three.
I have an announcement to make. The McDonald's we eat at once a year is closed.
I don't think we're going to do the 4th of July parade this year. I think last year was our last year. And you know how I love parades.
Well, it's your favorite holiday, too.
It really is.
See, I'm like on the other end of it. I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
Maybe my least favorite.
4th of July, really?
Yes.
It's absolutely the greatest and best. How about this? Whitesville Central High School had to do a recall of all of their yearbooks. This is in New York. Whitesville Central High School had to do a recall of all their yearbooks because a teacher is quoted in the yearbook as saying that Adolf Hitler was his favorite person in history.
Boy. Not even top 10, but number one, huh?
Number one.
Ooh.
With a bullet.
Yeah, with a bullet.
Underneath the bunker. Yeah, there's a yearbook page with a blurb called Meet the New Guy on the Block.
Great.
Jeff Acor, a new history teacher at Whitesville Central High School, praising Adolf Hitler.
Mm.
Quote, this is what it
Not
said in the
Rudolf
yearbook.
Not Rudolf Hitler.
No. Rudolf Hitler, he had some good ideas, but Adolf Hitler's bad. Name your favorite person in history. So this is a blurb in the yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the new guy. This is a new teacher. He said, Mr. Acor
why
said...
Why did they put this in the yearbook? It sounds to me like...
Trying to fill up space.
No, it sounds like the meet the new guy should be something that's in like the monthly newsletter.
Yes, in the school paper.
In the school paper,
yes.
Not the yearbook.
Yes, it is weird that they gave him a blurb in the yearbook as the new guy. This is what
You're
he
not
said.
The new guy at the end of the year.
Another great point, Darren.
By the time the yearbooks come out, you've been there for a whole school year. You're no longer the new guy. I mean, I get it if it comes out in the school paper in September. Sure.
This is what the teacher said to the yearbook, and they printed these up, and now they have to...
Okay, we're going to stop talking to you now. That was a bad answer.
The teacher had this
Remember,
to say.
There's no bad answers. That was a bad answer.
Adolf Hitler was this my favorite. Who's your favorite person in history? Mr. Acor is reported to have said, quote, Adolf Hitler, who did many great things for Germany and their youth before the infamous Holocaust. Adolf was
the
ousted.
Infamous German youth.
Adolf was ousted and faced many hardships early in life, which a lot of people can relate to. Adolf is arguably the greatest public speaker in the history of the world.
Liked his public speaking style. Great. He could really fire up a crowd. Oh, brother.
Adolf made many great strides to make Germany a world superpower. I can't imagine this. Boy.
And the adult editor let this go through, huh? Maybe this guy was the adult editor.
The superintendent of the Whitesville Central School District.
I thought I was safe.
Said, quote, I don't believe he was joking. He was really looking at it through the lens of history. And not, he wasn't applauding anything he did. It's the questions that were asked of him written down, and he never got to see the entire writing.
No.
You don't need to say.
No.
So here's the letter from the superintendent.
Bad
answer. It's been brought to dear family and community members. It's been brought to my attention there may be some concerns and misunderstandings stemming from the collection of the yearbooks. I thought it was important to provide information from the district regarding this matter. Please know, in the production of the yearbook, we try to give students the freedom and creative license to create and determine content. That said, after the yearbooks were distributed, several errors and oversights were found, including our discovery that a statement from one of our new teachers was incomplete, resulting in the description of a historical figure being mistakenly taken out of context.
So you're all invited to the yearbook burning, which will take place before the homecoming game. It's like, come on.
Consider yourself zinged.
The Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Number four.
We'd like to invite you all to the yearbook burning. That's great. How about this? Magician shoots his assistant in the head in a magic trick gone horribly wrong.
That's why you never, ever... Boy, is there a worse job than being a magician's assistant? That's just... Yeah, there are.
Yeah, certainly are.
There are, but...
I've done one or two of them.
There are, but...
Magician accidentally shot his assistant in the head with a crossbow when a magic show went horribly wrong.
I'm not that strong a magician. I'm not really a magician at all. I'm not really a marksman either.
This happened in Australia. Freak accident happening in front of a horrified crowd.
I bet, sure.
The assistant performer, Li Lao, was rushed to the hospital to have an arrow lodged in his head removed after the lead performer, Brendan Peel, fired a single shot into his head.
William and Elvertel.
The crowd was immediately evacuated from the packed Masonic front hall where they had gathered to watch this duo's Carnival Sideshow and Other Magical Things performance.
And Other Magical Things performance?
The crossbow did not penetrate Lee's skull. And he is fully conscious. By last night, he was conscious and talking and took 3 stitches to the back of the head. But there is now a trauma team giving counseling to all of the audience members.
Saw it.
One of the people who witnessed the
incident. So it just bounced
incident.
Off his head, huh?
Yeah, I guess, into the back of his skull. Somebody that was at the show had this to say on Facebook, quote,
greatest show ever.
I guess there were a lot of traumatized members in the audience crying outside the venue. And this guy goes on Facebook and says, quote, these two clowns shot one another.
Now, wait a minute. In their defense, they're not clowns, right?
During a magical possible that went horribly wrong in front of us, people are crying, we are waiting for an ambulance. These two clowns shot one
but
another.
But it's not a clown show.
No, and they didn't shoot one another.
No, just one guy.
One clown got shot. I'm with him, man. This is what you have now is a clown show. Yeah. I'm with him.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, the New York Mets celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Miracle Mets in 1969.
It's true. It was a big year for 1969 was a big year for New York sports. At the beginning of the year, you had your Joe Namath guaranteed Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
And then the Miracle Mets.
Rangers.
Who were only...
Rangers won a Stanley Cup that year,
in
too.
In 69 as well?
Yeah.
Then the Miracle... They were only like 7 years old, right? Didn't they come into the...
Oh, yeah, 1961. 62 was the first year of
the Mets. They lost every game. They lost every game.
I'm going to say 61, because there was going to be another... There was going to be a third league called the Continental League that was going to have eight teams in it.
Uh-huh.
Branch Rickey was behind it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we'll let you in. Shea was the guy who owned the New York team. They were going to make a third league, and then Major League Baseball's like, all right, we'll let you in.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
And
don't
they didn't
make a
win
third
any
league.
Games.
Well, there was never a game. Continental League never played a game. They got absorbed by
Major League
Baseball.
I didn't realize this. Do you know why their colors are their colors?
The New York Mets?
Yeah.
The Metropolitans?
Yes.
Oh,
blue and orange.
I'm going to guess, were those the old Giants colors?
Blue for the Dodgers, Brooklyn Dodgers, and orange for the New York Giants.
Oh, that's just genius.
So here's a team that's neither one of them. Wait a minute. Why can't we have one of our old teams back? Wait a minute. They both leave? And now...
Well, we realized it was the colors you dummies liked, not the team. You guys, you know...
Yeah.
Are you really a fan of the Dodgers, or was it the blue that you enjoyed?
Uh-huh.
So the Miracle Mets of 1969, which I know is sort of a sore spot for some of you. Were you old enough to be disappointed in 69?
No.
You weren't a rabid Cub fan yet, right?
No.
So, but you sure heard about it, though, I imagine.
I don't know that I know, not necessarily.
Oh, I'm telling
you. I was paying attention to, you know, other things. Batman.
Yeah.
In 69.
Well, that was a great time to pay attention to him. My goodness. So
in reruns. In color.
In color. The 1966 Gotham license plate. That's just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mets have not been playing great baseball.
Okay.
It was, I think, the worst June maybe in franchise history.
Is that right?
I mean, I know that they lost.
And yet they took games from the Cubs.
They lost seven games in a row.
You know what?
It's eight games in a row. They've lost eight games in a row.
Well, I saw where they had lost five games in a row
that
they were leading by multiple runs.
Well, and then there was the idea of, you know, they had the starter Jason Vargas who tried to beat up a reporter, right?
And the manager was cussing a reporter out.
The manager's out of his mind. Yeah. There's reports that the general manager is calling in and saying, pull that pitcher, which is not really cool. So the Mets have had a rough couple of weeks, and they've lost eight in a row. Is that right?
But they're paying tribute to the Miracle Mets.
So they wanted to pay tribute to the Miracle Mets, and they had a bunch of the players from that team in 1969 there, right? Kind of
commemorating. If you're still around.
Right, and then they had, you mentioned that, if you're still around, they had a really classy ceremony to honor the Miracle Mets who couldn't be there because they've passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is 1969. It's 50 years ago. So they had their We Remember montage of the Mets players from that team that have passed on. Players such as outfielder Jim Gossiger or left-handed pitcher Jesse Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the memorial footage, We Remember. The problem is neither of those guys are dead.
They're still alive.
Very much alive.
Or they've been brought back to life. Truly the Miracle Mets.
Now that's a miracle.
That's a miracle. Now, you gotta believe. You gotta believe. That was their big saying.
Yeah, you gotta believe.
Yeah.
Miracle Mets. Yes.
Yeah, Miracle Mets. And that's about as miracle as you get.
Yes.
Back from the dead.
Jim Gossiger, furious about this. He says, I won't answer the phone if they call to apologize.
They're not calling.
I hate the Mets so much.
They don't have your number. You were not a big part of that team.
They've reached out to this
Gossiger. You should be happy they've been brought back from the dead.
Now, this left-handed pitcher, who's, again, still very much alive, this Hudson, he only appeared in one Major League Baseball game.
There you go.
He threw two innings in relief for the 69 Mets in September of 1969. September 19th. He made it to the big leagues, did two innings. That was his entire Major League Baseball
career. And he's going to complain?
But they gave him a We Remember. But he's not dead.
Mm. You're dead to us. Maybe that's what they meant.
You know what we
you
meant.
Know.
You know You're damn dead. Well what we meant.
You're dead to us, Cleo Jones.
That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast anytime, 24-7, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Oscars Pub. Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Run. It's our fun ride. It's coming up on Saturday, July 6th. That would be this Saturday. Starts and ends at Oscars Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 per person. You can register the day of, starting at 11 o'clock. The fee includes, of course, the ride, a t-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscars. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you like them on Facebook. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We're back at it again tomorrow.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it!